Greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus. We have been thinking over a period of a number of days concerning the subject, the example of Christ to the believer. There is still one more subject I would like to discuss with you, and this has to do with the giving up of our rights in this life. R-I-G-H-T-S. That's the word I'm using. Giving up of our rights in this life. This is a very strange subject to use. And yet I want to talk about this today. This whole matter of rights is linked to the example we have in the Lord Jesus. We think, for instance, of all the rights we have in life. And I want to talk about this a little bit. But when we think of rights, we first of all think of Jesus himself. Imagine now the position the Lord Jesus was in. He had the right as the divine Son of God to heaven's glory. He had the right to the majesty and the power and the authority of heaven's glory. He had the right to the unlimited use of power. He had the right to do anything he wanted to do in the world of men, to enforce God's standards upon men. But the Lord Jesus made a decision in his life, a very, very important decision. That was a decision to give up his rights and to come down to this earth and suffer and die. Now, I've talked about all that was involved in his coming down, the idea of submission, the idea of humility, the idea of compassion, the idea of sacrifice, of suffering, of giving, of everything else you can imagine that the Lord Jesus had to be willing to do and to give up in order to come down. But part of it has to do with the giving up of his rights, the things that he had a right to do, that he had a right to expect, that he had a right to enjoy as the divine Son of God. Now, there is a very important application of this to our own lives, and we need to recognize how this application encourages us in our Christian lives. In the book of Romans, and then again in the book of Corinthians, the believers in both of these churches were facing some very important questions. The Gentiles had deeply offended the Jewish believers in the church. The Gentiles were going out. They were buying meat offered to idols in the marketplace. And to the Gentiles, it seemed like a very innocent thing. They had not offered themselves the meat to the idols. They didn't even believe in the idols. To them, it seemed like a very innocent thing that they would go out and they would simply buy the meat that had been offered to idols. But their buying of the meat deeply offended the Jews. I talked about this before in another series of messages, but I want to apply this now in a different way. And so, the Gentiles were saying to the Jews, "Leave us alone. We not only have bought the meat, but we have the right to buy the meat if we don't believe in the idols ourselves. And you leave us alone. Don't take away our rights." Now, many people stand on their rights in living their Christian lives. Not only we, but God himself can't tell them anything that they will accept. Even if God himself were to thunder from heaven, they would somehow be standing on their rights. In other words, their idea is, "I belong now to the Lord Jesus, and I am free in the Lord Jesus. And so don't bother me. Leave me alone." Over in the book of Galatians, chapters 5 and 6, especially in chapter 5, some of the Galatian believers were saying the same thing to God. They were saying, "I am free now in Jesus. I have the right to live as I please, to do whatever I want. These are my rights. Don't disturb me." But then in Galatians chapter 5, he says, "You are free. This is true. But do not use your freedom, your liberty, as an occasion for the flesh." In other words, you may be free in Jesus, but you are not free to sin as you please, to do whatever you want. And there are certain of your things, for the sake of your own standing before God, your fellowship with God, your walk with God, and your testimony before the world, that you're going to have to give up for the sake of the Lord Jesus. Romans 6 teaches the same thing, and that is that when we become Christians, we do not just sin as we please. We just don't go on as we please. But rather, in our new life, we're expected by God, both for our relationship with God, our fellowship with Him, and also because of our testimony before others, we're expected to give up some of our rights. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, in answer to the Corinthians who were insisting on their rights, the Apostle Paul gives his testimony, and I just want to simply refer to it without going into it. The Apostle Paul is saying, I am an apostle. I have many rights as an apostle. But for the sake of Jesus, I have recognized that if I use all of my rights, if I claim all of my rights to do whatever I want as an apostle with the authority and the power of an apostle, I'm going to lose my testimony before some of you. I'll lose my testimony before the Christians, but also before the non-Christians. And so the Apostle Paul said, for the sake of the Lord Jesus, and because I love Him so very dearly, and because He means so much to me, because I owe Him my life, I have decided with a very deep decision in my life that I will not claim all of my rights. If I'm going to witness to Jews, even though I have a right to not act under the law of Moses anymore, we Christians are not under the law of Moses. Galatians very clearly teaches this. Chapters 1 to 4, and then chapter 5 again, is clearly teaching we are not under the law of Moses anymore. And those who believe they are wrong. They need to read the book of Galatians, or they need to read the book of Romans. Chapters 4 and chapter 7, very clearly teaching us this. So Paul is saying, I'm not under the law of Rome, law of Moses anymore. This is his testimony now. But he said, I cannot reach Jews if I exercise all of my rights. In other words, if I'm eating with a Jew, I cannot eat pork, because this would hopelessly offend the Jew and keep him from trusting the Lord. Or before the Gentiles, I cannot exercise all of my rights. I have rights with you Corinthians, but I have not exercised all of my rights with you. I have not always shouted out my authority as I have the right to do. I have not said to you, now you obey me. But I have not treated you like this. Instead, if I did it this way, I would hopelessly offend many of you. And so I have given up my rights. I am now gentle in my approach to you. I am loving and tender and kind in my approach to you. Even though I have the right to be stern and to direct you and command you to do these things, I now ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You can see the different applications Paul was making in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And all I'm saying is this, as we have come to the end of this series, that in our relationship with the Lord Jesus, we do have certain rights in this world. But in order to impress the gospel upon the unsaved, in order to be an influence on the lives of other Christians, we give up certain of our rights. And we simply say, I sacrifice these rights for the sake of the Lord Jesus, in order that I might accomplish God's purposes in this world. And so whatever these rights might be that God commands you to give up, we may have high position, we give up our right to lord it over other people. In other words, to be like a boss to them. Even in ordinary secular employment, we recognize the same thing. A wise boss is one who does not simply use his authority in careless ways or in arrogant ways, but one who works gently with his employees. He accomplishes far more. And so in the Christian life, we also recognize that we are willing to give up rights for the sake of the good testimony we have before others, both saved and unsaved. And so it's my prayer, as we have come to the end of this series, that in all of these ways, including this one, we will follow the example of the Lord Jesus, His example to us as believers. And now we may come before Him asking for His help and His encouragement as our perfect example, and in this case, the example of giving up rights for the sake of accomplishing God's purposes. May God help you in your Christian life as you follow His example, and may the Lord bless you and lead you on.